Harper Audio presents The Lynching, the epic courtroom battle that brought down the Klan by Lawrence Leamer. Read by Malcolm Hilgartner. Prologue. Fists against the Earth. Early Saturday morning on March 21st, 1981, a young woman was out riding her bicycle with her dog along Herndon Avenue in Mobile, Alabama, a modest residential street no more than 300 yards long. It was the first day of spring, and in the pre-dawn light, the woman saw what she assumed was a dummy hanging from a camphor tree and continued down the road. A few minutes later, an elderly man went out to buy the morning paper and saw what he figured was a black man breaking into a house. Once he got back to his own home, he called the police. Other passers-by saw what they thought was a man strung up by a noose, his feet barely off the ground, and they too phoned the police. When the officers arrived there shortly after dawn, they found the body of a black man hanging from a tree. They cordoned off the vacant lot at 112 Herndon Avenue, but left the body there and waited for the coroner to do the job of taking it down and removing it. When one black person heard about the murder, he called a friend, and that person called someone else, and soon scores of black spectators arrived. There had not been a lynching in America in a quarter century, and no one standing looking at the body had ever seen such a crime, but they had heard about it from family members and read about it in social science books in school, and they believed they knew what had occurred. White men had lynched a black man, and they had done it to send a message of intimidation and terror. This was something they thought would never happen again, and many of the black onlookers wept. Others fell to the ground, beating their fists.